Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all and to another program in the series Sunday in the Shires. I'm your co-presenter this evening, and in the right-hand chair, my fellow co-presenter, Ragamuffin Mike.
Good evening. It's very hot here, and we're going to have some music that's hot as well. South Carolina, Florida, and Spyglass Vintner bound.
Yep, I think we've got a great program for you this evening. And without any more ado, let's roll the credits, push the various levers and buttons, and get on with the next program in Sunday in the Shires.
My laughing place, Brer Bear, right through them bushes there.
Let me go see.
Oh, ain't no laughing place, Brer Rabbit, ain't nothing but a hive of angry bees. I didn't say it was your laughing place, Brer Bear. I said it was my laughing place.
My motion, and I got my breeze. Tall grass prairie, got walls and walls of trees. Got my lady, she's easy to please. No one demanding money or my company. No one complaining about my clothes or philosophy. Got my eagle, lost and found. Take the sky road, sit flat down on the ground. Whisper to my lady and she turns around. We might be riding that empire builder train. We might be running through a Carolina rain. We're just laughing in the face of the blues, laughing at the noise and all the bad news. You're my very best friend. We got a hand full of wind and a heart full of endless youth, laughing in the face of the blues.
Circles up in Harvard Square. I see my lady everywhere. Take the back road to the far side of the moon. We'll get so cozy in my world-sized living room. Of the blue, laughing at the noise and all the bad. best friend. We got a hand full of wind and a heart full of endless youth. Laughing in the face of the blues, you're my very best friend. We got a hand full of wind and a heart full of endless youth. Laughing in the face of the blues.
Bruh Fox went to work and got him some tar, and he mixed it with some turpentine, and he fixed up a contraption, what he called a tar baby. And he took this here tar baby and sought her out in the big road. And then he lay off in the bushes for to see what the news was going to be. And he didn't have to wait long, none of. Because by and by, here come Brer Rabbit pacing down the road, lippity-clippity, clippity-lippity. Just as sassy as a jaybird. And Brer Fox, he lay low. And Brer Rabbit come prancing along till he spied a tar baby. And then he fought up on his behind legs like he was astonished. The tar baby, she saw that she did. And Brer Fox, he lay low. Morning, says Brer Rabbit, says he. Nice weather this morning, says he. Now the tar baby ain't saying nothing. And Brer Fox, he lay low. How does your symptoms seem to sagaciate? Says Brer Rabbit, says he. Now Brer Fox, he wink his eyes slow and lay low. And the tar baby, she ain't saying nothing. How you come on then? Is you deaf? Says Brer Rabbit, says he. Cause if you is, I can holler louder. The tar baby stay still, and Brer Fox, he lay low. You stuck up, that's what you is, says Brer Rabbit, says he. And I'm going to cure you. That's what I'm going to do, says he. And Brer Fox, he sort of chuckled in his stomach, he did. But the tar baby, she ain't saying nothing. I'm going to learn you how to talk respectable folks if this is the last act, says Brer Rabbit, says he. If you don't take off that hat and tell me, Hattie, I'm going to bust you wide open, says he. The tar baby, stay still. And Brer Fox, he lay low. And Brer Rabbit keep on asking him, and the tar baby, she keep on saying nothing. Till prettily, Brer Rabbit drawed back with his fist, he did, and blip, he took her the side of the head. And right there is where he broke his molasses jug. Because his fist stuck, and he can't pull it loose. The tar helped him, see. But the tar baby, she stayed still. And Brer Fox, he lay low. If you don't let me loose, I'll knock you again, says Brer Rabbit, says he. And with that, he fought her away with the other hand, and that one stuck. The tar baby, she ain't saying nothing. And Brer Fox, he lay low. Turn me loose before I kick the natural stuffing out of you, says Brer Rabbit, says he. But the tar baby, she ain't saying nothing. She just helped on, and then Brer Rabbit lose to use his foot in the same way. The Brer Fox, he lay low. And then Brer Rabbit squalled out that if the tar baby don't turn him loose, he butter cranks at him. And then he butted, and his head got stuck. And then Brer Fox, he sounded full. Looking just as innocent as one of your mammy's mockingbirds. Howdy, Brer Rabbit, says Brer Fox, says he. You look sort of stuck up this morning, says he. And then he rolled on the ground and laughed, till he couldn't laugh no more. And by and by, he up and see, says he, well, I expect I got you this time, Brer Rabbit, says he. Maybe I ain't, but I expect I is. You've been running around here sassing at me a mighty long time, but I expect you done come to the end of the rope. You've been cutting up your capers and bouncing around in this neighborhood on 12. You come to believe yourself the boss of the whole gang. And then you all are somewhere else. You ain't got no business, says Bro Fox, says he. Who asked you for to come up and strike up acquaintance with this here tar baby? And who stuck you up there where you is? Nobody in the round world. You just took and jammed yourself on that tar baby without waiting for any invite, says Bro Fox, says he. And there you is, and there you'll stay till I fixes up a brush pile and fires her up, because I'm going to barbecue you this day sure, says Bro Fox, says he. Then Bro Rabbit, he start talking mighty humble. I don't care what you're doing, then, Bro Fox, says he. Just so long as you don't fling me in that briar patch. Roast me, Bro Fox, says he. But don't fling me in that briar patch, says he. It's so much trouble for the kindle of fires, says Bro Fox, says he. And I expect I'll have to hang you, says he. Hang me just as high as you please, Bro Fox, says Bro Rabbit, says he. But do, for the Lord's sake, don't fling me in that briar patch, says he. I ain't got no string, says Bro Fox, says he. And now, I expect I'll have to drown you, says he. Drown me just as deep as you please, Bro Fox, says Bro Rabbit, says he. But do, don't fling me in that briar patch, says he. It ain't no water now, says Bro Fox, says he. And now I expect I'll have to skin you, says he. Skin me, Bro Fox, says Bro Rabbit, says he. Snatch out my eyeballs, tear out my ears by the roots, and cut off my legs, says he. But do, please, Bro Fox, don't fling me in that briar patch, says he. Of course, Bro Fox would hurt Bro Rabbit bad as he can. And so he caught him up by the behind legs and flung him right in the middle of the briar patch. There was a considerable flutter where Brer Rabbit struck the bushes. And Brer Fox sort of hang around for to see what was going to happen. By and by, he hears somebody calling. And way up the hill, he sees Brer Rabbit sitting cross-legged on a chickapin log, combing the pitch out in his hair with a chip. And then Bro Fox know he been swap off mighty bad. And Bro Rabbit was pleased for to fling back some of his sass, and he hollered out, bread and boom in a briar patch, Bro Fox! Bread and boom in a briar patch. And with that, he skip out just as lively as a cricket in the embers.
I love that story.
Cotton stands open till the morning. Morning breaks loose from the night. Night runs grieving down the basin. The river takes its shine to the light. Light lifts the heat from the pasture. I love the warm feeling in my nose. Dusty Red Bull swats a deer fly as he nibbles on the Cherokee Rose. Cotton, high cotton, the more I see, the less I know. The well runs deeper than the bucket goes. Swing high, swing low, high cotton. Cotton says howdy to the melon. Melon throws a shadow on the toad. Toad spies a purple snake doctor in a sunbeam laying across the road. Road used to lead through the cotton before they turned the field into a mall. Mall ran our store out of business and took a little family from us all. Cotton, high cotton, the more I see, the less I know. The well runs deeper than the bucket goes. Swing high, swing low, high cotton. Breakfast to the shrike. Shrike must kill but does no evil. Ask the sparrow on the thorny spike. Cotton saw the land turn to madness. A million souls buried in the clay. Freedom walks her fields in a sad dress. In my Dixie home far, far away. Cotton, high cotton, the more I see, the less I know. The well runs deeper than the bucket goes. Swing high, swing low, high cotton. There's a poor boy to go. Easy come, easy go. High cotton.
Well, that was Jack Williams sandwiched in the middle there, someone called David Clark, who you've been in contact with, Brian. Fantastic combination of storytelling and the songs of Jack Williams.
Well, this was really all started by me listening to Br'er Rabbit, My Laughing Place, as an outtake on Jack Williams' album, Laughing in the Face of the Blues. And that, of course, was the first track you heard. First the outtake, My Laughing Place, and then Laughing in the Face of the Blues by Jack Williams. Now, this is an album that Jack recorded, I think, about 18 months ago. Super album. And then that led on to something which was quite unique. We were put in contact because it stimulated my whole thinking about Uncle Remus stories.
Brer Rabbit.
What we call the old trick stories.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that these trick stories came over with the slave trade, with the Negroes to America. Mm-hmm. And they used to use these trick stories to teach their kids the values of life, etc. And I can remember as a child myself reading the books about Brer Rabbit, in this case, Brer Rabbit and the Tar Baby.
Yeah.
Wonderful story.
Great
Brer
stuff.
Fox, who was always chasing Brer Rabbit, and Brer Terrapin, and all the other characters. Now, where we're very lucky here is we managed to link up with a guy called David Clark, and he comes from Cochrane in Georgia. And David is a writer. He's a raconteur. He does singing. And he writes a weekly column called Dirt Roads, and it appears in 28 papers in 10 states across America. He's a very busy man. And this particular recording of Brer Rabbit and the Tar Baby was done live at the Douglas Theatre in 2003.
And where's the Douglas Theatre?
That's a good question. All the links on this are on the website, on the program website. But I just wanted to use this particular piece, the feel for it and the Brer Rabbit stories. And having done that, and I must say at this stage, I think that David Clark, what a talent.
Mm.
Absolute talent for storytelling. This is the sort of storytelling that you and I love, that
yeah.
normally ties into other music and other songs.
Well, it was a good because you can't get a better southern boy than Jack Williams, can you?
Well, and this is the whole thinking on this piece. We put it together with a song called High Cotton, which comes from the same album, Laughing in the Face of the Blues.
Mm.
And that's Jack Williams again. And these are available on Wind River. So a rather quite a long contribution, which is my first contribution today. And I now am going to pass over to you, Ragamuffin Mike, to find out just what musical goodies you've got in your secret music bag this evening.
Traveling in the north, you smile so clean and young, standing tall and green and slender, like a sunflower in the sun. We walked up to each other, you handed me a flower, you asked me would I stay with you for a lifetime or an hour. Sudden love, a sudden spark, a memory burns, the fire starts, you stopped the dark. When you came in sight, you cut the darkness in. Then one day it happened. Love plays its little games. The air was green with jealousy. It was the month of May. We hired out every extra to even up the cast. I saw the curtain falling down right across my path.
Sudden love,
sudden love
can fall apart.
It can fall apart
when shadows fall.
When shadows fall
across the heart,
across your heart.
You blew out the flame.
You blew out the flame.
When I turned apart, you cut the light.
You cut the light.
If always let the facts be known. Love is sometimes calm.
Sometimes
don't forget about
forget
the girl. In the long blue dress.
In the blue dress.
And the man who sang his song that day. That day when love was blessed. A sudden spark.
A memory flares.
Up in the stars.
Right from the start.
You took the dark. When you came inside.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, if I say to you that Ragamuffin Mike has been out on his journeys again, musical exploration, he's more like the Ranulph Fiennes of the music business, I think. And this time he went up to the Cabbage Patch Folk Club, which is at Twickenham near London, to see Eric Anderson and also to visit his daughter at the same time. So over to you, young man, and tell me exactly what you managed to find and what this selection is all about.
Well, quite by accident, I wanted to do something on the bank holiday. I didn't know exactly what, and I wanted to tie it in with a visit to my daughter, and I discovered that the Twickenham Folk Club had Eric Anderson playing. Now, Eric Anderson, I know only a very small part of his music until then, Blue River, and also his work with Rick Danko of the band, and Jonas Feld, a Scandinavian musician, which I'd heard at Hank's in New York. So I went up and was totally amazed. It was a brilliant, absolutely brilliant evening, and I brought two albums home, and we've heard Sudden Love from an album called Memory of the Future, and Shape of a Broken Heart from an album called Beat Avenue, which is a double album. And it really, Anderson is one of those below the radar musicians who doesn't deserve to be.
With 21 albums, that surprised me.
21 albums, and he's been at the Vortex, the San Francisco Beat Poets, and also in Greenwich Village, and was on the Dylan Roland Thunder Tour. But he's almost totally unknown, and he's on tour at the moment. He's up in Scotland at the moment. He's popping over to Ireland, and then he's going to meet Donovan in a couple of weeks down in Rome somewhere, or Milan for a gig.
So he's doing the grand European tour at the present time.
And what I didn't realise about Eric Anderson was that his song Violets of Dawn, when Leonard Cohen heard it in Greenwich Village, decided Leonard Cohen to stop writing poetry and write songs.
Before we go on to the next selection of yours, Mike, I gather there's a connection between the last piece and the next piece.
Yeah, I did it deliberately because Garth Hudson plays accordion on that last song, Shape of a Broken Heart. And of course, now we're going to go and listen to a cover version of the band's King Harvest.
Corn in the fields, listen to the rice when the wind blows across the water. King Harvest is surely come. I work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me. And I'm bound to come out on top, 'cause that's where she said I should be. I'll hear every word my boss may say, 'cause he's the one that hands me down my pay. Looks like this time I'm here to stay. I'm a union man now all the way. The smell of the leaves from the magnolia trees in the meadow. King Harvest has surely come. Dry summer, then comes fall, which I depend on most of all. Hey, rainmaker, can't you hear my call? Please let these crops grow tall. Long enough I've been up on Skid Row. It's plain to see I've got nothing to show. I'm glad to pay my union dues. Please don't judge me. Shoes. carnival on the edge of town. King Harvest is surely coming. Last year this time wasn't no joke. My whole barn went up in smoke. My horse Jethro, well, he went mad. Can't remember things being so bad. Now here comes a man with a paper and pen, telling us how hard times is about to end. If they don't give us what we like, he said, man, that's when you go on strike. Corn in the fields, listen to the rice when the wind blows across the water. King Harvest is surely come. Wish I was a willow tree, leaning on a lazy breeze, moving like a midnight train through rainy Georgia. I wish I was a grain of sand, sitting in a baby's hand, falling like a diamond chain into the ocean. A willow tree is strong enough to bend. Never like the oak that lives in fear of the wind. Oh, a grain of sand is all I ever wanted to be. Lay me down, let the water wash over me, wash over me. Wish I was an old guitar, sitting in a beat-up car, and hitting every two-bit bar from here to Texas. I wouldn't be ashamed to call up my old friend. They'd be so glad to see me strung up again. Oh, an old guitar is all I ever wanted to be. Lay me down and let the water wash over me, wash over me. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. Nobody wants to call your name. You're just another face lost in a crowded street. In a crowded street. Wish I was a willow tree, leaning on a lazy breeze, moving like a midnight train through rainy Georgia. I wish I was a grain of sand, sitting in a baby's hand, falling like a diamond chain into the ocean. A willow tree is strong enough to bend. Never like the oak that lives in fear of the wind. Oh, a grain of sand is all I ever wanted to be. Lay me down and let the water wash over me, wash over me, over me, over me.
Now they're special, and there's something very special. And that was King Harvest from Jack Williams and Wish I Was from Jack Williams from, now wait for it, a brand new cover album which Jack's just produced called Don't Let Go. And I'm going to ask Ragamuffin Mike now to explain the connections, because he knows I've been quite involved with the production of this album.
Yeah, it's such a fantastic piece of work by Jack Williams. It's basically the influences of songs that have influenced and inspired him. It's all kinds of pop, jazz, soul. And these two particular songs I thought, from the album, go together, and they linked up, obviously, with Eric Anderson and Garth Hudson and his links with the band and Dylan. And it just amazes me to hear someone interpret King Harvest by Robbie Robertson of the band in such a way. And then, of course, he was on the road with Mickey Newbury for so long as Mickey Newbury's guitarist and accompanist. And Jack's got a wealth of stories. And, you know, it's just marvellous to hear him sing a Mickey Newbury song like that.
I'm glad you picked these tracks, because you know that this new album that's come out, you've reviewed it, I reviewed it. Many people have already reviewed it. It's gone on to the folk list and within 1 week was up, ranking amongst the top most popular players. I think that this is the best album that Jack Williams has ever produced.
Recording-wise, it's just stunning, the way that it's been captured in a studio. It's just beggars belief.
Yeah. You know,
it's not one of those box standard albums where the musicians have gone in and played and gone home, and Jack's listened. You almost get the feeling that they've actually stayed for supper and played all night. That's the sort of feeling that you get.
The whole feel that you get from this album is that everybody who's involved in it has had one whale of a time producing it, which in the days of commercialization, which we're in now, is a rarity.
I just love listening to it every day. And I apologize, Jack, if I'm being over the top, but that's exactly how I feel about it.
Well, as you said at the very beginning, we don't sit on fences.
No, exactly.
If we thought it was rubbish, we say it was rubbish.
And
we tell them, as you say. But we think this album, we can't recommend this to our listeners. You've got to go out and buy this. This is an incredible... To have it in the player in the car when you bowl along,
yeah.
I've worn out my copy already.
Super.
Absolutely staggering album.
And there is a connection with my next piece and Jack Williams, and incidentally, Chuck Brodsky, we featured the other day. And do you want to know what the connection is?
It's not Owl's Ashes.
No, it's certainly not, no. I once took Jack Williams to eat Sunday dinner with Judy at a little gig, Sunday dinner time gig with JC and Angelina. JC sang Love Song Walkin', and Jack said to me, "My God, that sounds like Chuck Brodsky."
We've about run out of time. Thanks to all our special guests this evening. Mr. Toots Butler. Yeah. Our regular Thursday night planet man. Mr. James Good on harmonica. Coming to our resident harmonica player on a Thursday.
Licorice.
Mr. Dave Godby passing by for the tumbleweed of the Radio Tones fame. And we're going to be doing one more number and see you all very soon. This one's called Bed Slats. Anyone having problems with their bed? I'm doing a Gypsy Trio gig on Saturday at the Bridesmans, and otherwise I can't think that far ahead, but we're here next Thursday. Oh, out of Bond tomorrow. This one's called Tear It Right Down, Bed Slats and All. My sugar on the bed, she made.
Well, folks, it's Thursday afternoon, or it was in the Shires, and down by the quayside in Southampton, Red Funnel Terminal, just pulling away with the ferry, stood on the stern with his haversack over his shoulder, Ragamuffin Mike, and I can tell you where he's heading. He's heading for his beloved Diamond Isle of Wight. And on a Thursday, there's only one place he's going to be heading for, and that's the Spyglass Inn at Ventnor.
Yeah, well, I took a detour. We went to ride first to Poet's Cottage, home of the Grimshaws, and had dinner with them. And then we went to the gig, which is, I did a couple of bits of recording, not a great deal, because I was more interested in just listening to the music, and it was that good all night. Bed slats and all, Will Shade song from the Memphis Jug Band, you know, that's all those years ago. I mean, JC just picks these songs out of the hat, doesn't he? And I'm not quite sure about the other one. I'm going to get it. I don't know who wrote it or anything. I must really take some notes and ask him.
Now, the listeners have got to understand that these are like sessions at the Spyglass, because various musicians around who are good friends of both JC and Angelina gather because they know they're going to be there and sit in.
Yeah.
So who was playing that night?
A guy called Dave Godby, who plays with JC's other band, the Dance Preachers, on occasion. And I think Dave must be home more than he used to be, because he used to live in France for a long period of time. And he just, if he happens to turn up, he'll sit in. There are literally, you know, stacks of people that just turn up that are on holiday on the island, and they just turn up to play with JC and Angelina.
Well, I don't know. I'm a little bit disappointed with you, young man, because you didn't invite me to go with you, only because I was busy that day and working somewhere else. Now then, before we go on to the next section in this program, and by the way, all these links are on the program website?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I had a conversation by email with Doug Bowman in Florida.
Yeah.
About 4 weeks ago, and Doug said to me, I'm off to the Gamble Rogers Festival. And that started me on a little thinking and a great deal of research.
And welcome to this Gamble Rogers Folk Festival podcast. What you're hearing in the background is Gamble himself playing the Deep Gap Salute from a CD that is subtitled The Lord Gives Me Grace and The Devil Gives Me Style. The Folk Festival takes place the first weekend of May at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. In the podcast, we'll learn more about the featured artists for this year's festival and Gamble Rogers himself. Veteran St. Augustine folk singer and storyteller Bob Patterson talks about his memories of Gamble Rogers and how the festival began.
I got out of the Navy in 1966, stationed at a naval hospital in Philadelphia. I'd already been opening act for larger racks around coffee houses around the city. And I was curious to see if I could make a living playing guitar and telling lies. So headed south, ran out of money in St. Augustine, Florida. Spent my first night sleeping out on the beach on Conch Island, and I heard about a little bar downtown called the Trade Ones Tropical Saloon. I heard that it was the kind of place where they hired folks that did the kind of thing that I did, so I went in there that night and did an audition, and to make a long story short, I met a whole bunch of really incredible people that night, many who became lifelong friends, and one of those, of course, was Gamble Rogers. Over the next many years, Gamble and I kind of lived parallel lives. We were both really determined to make a living playing music. We were both divorced from our first wives and had child support obligations. And so since those child support payments had to be met, we'd pretty much take any kind of gig we could get. And so we played a lot of really, really colorful places throughout the Southeast. The impressive thing about Gamble was back in those first days when I met him, he wasn't really telling stories. He was just like the rest of us. He was just singing songs. But I think because we were ignored so much in those bars, just singing songs, Gamble developed his storytelling as a means of holding the audience's attention. I think the attention span of a bar audience is about 3 minutes. And as performers, we were required to do 45-minute sets a night. So it was out of that need, I think, that Gamble developed his storytelling. He made an interesting structure up there on stage because he had pretty severe arthritis. He kind of looked like a pair of pliers in many ways. But he had this incredible drive and determination to win over any kind of an audience. It didn't make any difference who they were. So he would start out many times at night with nobody paying any attention to him, and you know it might get right down to 15 minutes before closing time, but by then he'd have them in the palm of his hands. Of course, over the years, his reputation and fame developed. He very quickly got control of those audiences. And even though he would do the same old stories and songs over and over and over again, the audience listened to him like it was the first time around. He just had that kind of charisma. Gamble died in 1991. It was October. Nor'easter was blowing, a time when nobody should have been in the water. But there was a gentleman from Canada, and he was in trouble. The man's daughter went running up to Gamble. This was, by the way, down at Flagler Beach. Gamble was there with his wife, Nancy, and some friends. They were just sharing some of Florida's beauty with them. Anyhow, this little girl came running up to Gamble and said, "Mister, can you go help my dad?" And Gamble took off his trousers, laid his wallet in the sand, and headed for the waters. At that time, we all personally lost a very dear friend. The state of Florida lost one of its best ambassadors.
I'm not talking about Jim Beam. I ain't talking about Ezra Brooks, J.W. Dent, or George Dickel. I'm talking about Tennessee Sour Mash Sipping Whiskey. I'm talking about Jack Daniel's Tennessee Sour Mash Sipping Whiskey. And this is the old Black Label Blue. A cabaret on the highway. You know the time is 10 till 2. A pretty waitress at my table. A pretty waitress at my table. She say, "What can I do for you?" That's just what she said now. "Oh baby, I'm so lonely and my mind is ill at ease. I need a woman to love me. But if you cannot love me, then Jack Daniels, if you please. Whiskey and water. Oh, whiskey and water. Here's to fear and pain and sorrow, Jack Daniels, if you please." Look out now. Called on Miss Maggie Gentry. You know I fell way down upon my knees. "Maggie, darling, I need some loving. Oh, deep, deep down in my dark old soul, won't you set my mind at ease?" Oh, baby, I believe I'm gonna love you. So lay your head down across my knees. Thank you, darling. I'm gonna kiss you and I'll caress you. But honey, there's just one little thing I'd ask you for first. What's that, darling? Jack Daniels, if you please. She liked it too. Whiskey and water. Oh, whiskey and water. Here's to fear and pain and sorrow, Jack Daniels, if you please. With a black label on it. Yay. It's so good to be playing for a bunch of juicers again.
It was a couple of years after that that we actually developed the Folk Festival, and although it certainly was in my mind to do something like that, I never did. I actually got a call from Jim Springfield, and who was the principal at Gamble Rogers Middle School at that time, him and Dan Downs, who was one of the teachers, had actually gotten together and thought up this idea, and they called me up and then invited me into the organization, and it's been quite an interesting trip since that time. We started the festival out as just a really small hometown festival, and each year we just cranked up the heat a little bit to now. Here we are 11 years later, we've grown into a festival that's gathering some national attention.
FLA. I was walking along the beach one day, sun beating down like a steel drum plays so bright, but you couldn't see far. I was listening to the waves roll in, humming a tune from I don't know when, thinking the days won't come again, when I thought I heard Gamble's guitar. Had a book and a joint, some chunks of bread for the seabirds wheeling overhead, Elmore Leonard and Panama Red, music from a distant bar. I was thinking about a real good friend, feeling kind of sore for myself just then, feeling a whole lot older than I've ever been, when I thought of her gambler's guitar. A whole lot of country, a whole lot of blues, a whole lot of sunshine and sand in your shoes, sign of a player who'd paid his dues, put some miles on that Mustang car, shot a Merle and a Jigger at Chet, with a little bit of Will McQueen, I'll bet, only the wind and the palms, but yet I thought of her gambler's guitar. You know, he sang in the swamps and snakes of the vines, sang in the cypress and phosphate mines, nights up late whispering pines, watching for a shooting star, stony rows and fishing poles, and afternoons at the fishing hole, mouth bow played by a Seminole, I thought of her gambler's guitar. Well, the old boys were picking by the front porch stove, digging for treasure in Pirate's Cove, in a coffee house, down a coconut grove, it doesn't matter where you are. Behind Spanish walls in Winter Park, and the smell of jasmine in the dark, running a speed trap outside Stark, I thought of her gambler's guitar. Whole lot of country, a whole lot of blues, whole lot of sunshine and sand in your shoes, sign of a player who'd paid his dues, put some miles on that Mustang car, shot a Merle and a Jigger at Chet, with a little bit of Will McQueen, I'll bet, only the wind and the palms, but yet I thought of her gambler's guitar. Well, the sea breeze blows, but there's still the heat, sunburned nose, sand spurs my feet, my old college sweetheart's an old saint, her husband's saying have a cigar, riding south past Manatee, heading down to the Florida Keys, getting things straight between Jesus and me, I thought of her gambler's guitar. I want to sleep beside the sea tonight, hear the waves all crashing, the tops all light, I want to be grateful for all that's gone right, wish upon a star. God bless old friends from way before, bless old banjos and country stores, bless old Florida forevermore, God bless Gamble's guitar. Whole lot of lot of country, a whole lot of blues, a whole lot of sunshine and sand in your shoes. Son of a player who'd paid his dues, put some miles on that Mustang car. Shot a Merle and a Jigger a Chet with a little bit of Will McLean, I'll bet. Only the wind and the palms, but yet I thought I heard Gamble's guitar. God bless Gamble's guitar.
My name's Tom Shedd. Now, the show tonight is called History, Humor, and the Human Condition. I promise we'll touch on all those. We're going to talk a lot about Florida, its resources, and what a great place it is to live. So that pretty much sums it up. This ends the question and answer period. So let's get started. Don Grooms grew up in the mountains of Cherokee, North Carolina. His mom raised five kids on an income of $12.50 a month. Brother's clothes got down to him. She'd wash them and patch them, say, "They're not much, son, but we didn't steal them and nobody gave them to us. So you wear them, you walk proud. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for things you wanna buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they're patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Grew up way back in the hills with the bears that whip her wheels. The closest store was 35 miles away. Though I'm now a full-grown man, when I close my eyes I can hear the words my mother used to say. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for wanna buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, and hold your head up high. Got a son of my own. He's even got his own telephone. Seems like to buy him something every day. Got everything money can buy, and it makes me want to cry, 'cause I know he'll never hear his mother say, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for things you wanna buy. Faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for things you wanna buy. Wear your old faded jeans, they are patched but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. Proud, my son, hold your head up high.
In the middle of the winter, when you need a vacation, come where the sun and the sand are waiting. Right down here at the bottom of the nation, I'm talking about Florida. Yeah, come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Yeah, there's 1,000 new residents coming down every day. They're all moving in and
buying up the place. They're filling in the swamps to make some more space. And man, we're starting to need it. We got these snake farms and alligator wrestlers. More state executions than anywhere but Texas. Plus shuffleboard and wet t-shirt concessions. Man, you gotta see it to believe it. Yeah, come on down to the Sunshine State and bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Well, we're number one in lightning strikes, snake bites, alligator and shark attacks. A million illegal aliens to sack the trash, clean toilets, wash dishes, and cut the grass. I'm telling you, it's heaven. We feature one golf course for every man, woman, and child. When we cut down the trees, man, you can see for miles. Don't it seem like a place you could kick back a while? Dude, it don't get no better. Yeah, come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Well, there's federally subsidized sugar plantations that are bigger and richer than most European nations. They own the politicians and hire all the Haitians. It's what you call a sweet deal. Everybody thought it was some kind of joke when we said it ain't over till your brother counts the votes. But 8 years later, man, they're still blowing smoke. It's what you call a state steal. Come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Our school system rates higher than Mississippi and Louisiana. And though we're not up there with Arkansas and Alabama, 10% of our children spend time in the slammer. And that's gotta count for something. You see, we ain't got no state income tax, cause we just screw the tourists to make up for that. It's a service-based economy that keeps us fat. That and a lot of fried mullet. Come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Come on down to the Sunshine State. Bring your money, check out the place. Well, chances are you'll decide to stay. Hell, everybody else does. Come on.
Oh, we've been cracked up through that. Simply because we put our Florida State of Mind hats on, which was a present by Tom Shedd. Only trouble is, Tom, the alligator escaped somewhere down the edge of navigation. But that was a Gamble Rogers Festival piece that Brian's put together with the help of Doug Bowman. And Doug's from Fort Lauderdale, I understand, from Florida.
No, he's from Deltona.
Oh, Deltona. Right. Okay. Well, what you had was the story of Gamble Rogers told by Bob Patterson, and you had Gamble Rogers singing Black Label Blues, and you had Gamble's guitar by Doug Bowman. Well, not by Doug Bowman. It's Michael Smith's song and performed by Doug Bowman. Tom Shedd performing Walk Proud My Son, which is a Don Grooms song, and Grant Peoples singing The Sunshine State. Now, the connection is that all these people go regularly to the Gamble Rogers Festival. We've just been laughing about the fried mullet and everything.
Oh, dear, let's be serious for 1 minute. Yeah, when Doug Bowman said to me that he was off to the Gamble Rogers Festival, I had to dig in and find a bit more information, and this is the result, really. You heard us Mike just said, Bob Patterson gave us a complete picture of Gamble Rogers and the Gamble Rogers Fest. Excellent. And then you heard an original recording of Gamble Rogers playing Black Label Blues. And then over to Doug Bowman doing a cover at St. Augustine, usually up in the old quarter. He performs in the tavern up there doing Gamble's guitar. Tom Shedd, Walk Proud My Son. And we'll catch that alligator called Scappy at some time, Tom. Don't worry. Thanks for that. A wonderful touch. And then, tongue-in-cheek, Doug Bowman said to us, you must play Sunshine State by Grant Peebles. He plays the night before the festival at the Milltop Tavern in the old St. Augustine Spanish Quarter. So we've done it all, and hopefully you've enjoyed that little reprise. And do you know what, Michael?
What's that?
We've come to the end, nearly, of another Sunday in the Shires. We've had a wonderful hour recording and compiling this program, and we hope you have too. So from both of us here to all of you out there, travel safe on the long, long trail. It's a good night from me.
And a good night from me. We'll catch you on the trail somewhere.
Yeah, take care now.